Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 12, 1974, in Paris, France.
Mr. Lalier has a reputation among young literary circles in France as being a very good poet.
He's a good poet?
No. What kind of philosophy are you familiar with?
I'm very interested by Indian philosophy, and I think it's the highest philosophy. But it's difficult to understand for us.
He says he thinks that Indian philosophy is the highest in the world, but he finds it difficult to understand.
So which part he finds very, very hard to understand?
Quelle partie est-ce que tu trouves difficile à comprendre et à appliquer? Quelle partie de la philosophie?
I think the relation between the body, matter, body, and Atma,
Lama,
soul, and the soul, the relation between the two parts.
To apply the fact that soul exists and body exists, to practically apply that, the difference between body and soul?
Yes, the relation between the two parts, between body and soul.
In other words, you recognize that there's a difference between body and soul, and how to practically apply that?
Ceci devait être exprimé en français.
I think perhaps there is some peoples for whom there is no difference between soul and body.
Who says?
Spiritual masters?
Who's that spiritual master says soul and the...
I don't know. I think you are one of them. Or
no, we don't say. We say spirit soul is different from the body. Just like you are living, staying in this room. The room and you are two separate things. Because you are staying in the room, it does not mean you are room. Or the room is yourself. Does it mean?
Yes.
It means so? Because you are staying in this room, you are this room?
No, but I understand that there is some difficulties for me about the signification of two Sanskrit words which are purusha and prakriti. Is there any relation between those two
Purusha means the enjoyer, and prakriti means the enjoyed.
Can you understand English?
No. Purusha veut dire celui qui jouit de, et prakriti c'est ce qui est joui par le purusha. C'est l'objet de jouissance, prakriti.
Oh, I learned before that Purusham means the great man, le grand homme.
He says he also learned somewhere that Purusha can refer to any great man or great person.
Say, in the material world, everyone thinks that he is very great person. That is the disease. Everyone thinks that I am the great. This is called Maya.
Yes.
Therefore, the living entity is called Purusha. And that Purusha wants to enjoy the Prakriti.
pourquoi on appelle l'âme le Purusha. Mm-hmm. Et l'âme veut donc essayer de jouir de la nature matérielle de Prakriti.
Is it possible to pour l'âme de jouir de la nature matérielle?
Is it possible for the soul to enjoy the material nature?
It is not possible, but he is trying to do that.
C'est une chose impossible, mais on essaie quand même de le faire.
That is the disease.
C'est ça la maladie.
Just like in your country, Napoleon, he tried his best to use whole Europe to be controlled by him. So he made some attempt, but he is finished now. The Europe is there, but he is gone. Similar, it is just like, the example is, just like a fly wants to enjoy the fire. He comes with force there, and he is finished. Similarly, in this material world, all living entities, they are trying to enjoy. With great force they are coming, and different capacities they try to enjoy, but they themselves become finished. The things remain where it was.
Comme la mouche qui vient près du feu parce qu'elle est attirée par la lumière et la chaleur, elle se brûle, elle est détruite. L'âme, de la même façon, elle vient dans la nature matérielle et elle essaie d'en jouir, mais elle se fait brûler. La nature matérielle reste là, mais on y passe, tout simplement, on ne peut pas en jouir éternellement.
So many living entities, as the example, the fly is very proper. So many flies are coming, pat, in the big fire. You have no experience here?
Yes. Why living entities does go to material...
Why does the living entity try to enjoy material nature in such a way?
When he forgets that he cannot enjoy. The only enjoyer is God, Krishna. When he forgets this principle, he wants to enjoy.
Yes, sir.
That is called illusion, maya. Actually, he cannot enjoy, but forgetting Krishna, the real enjoyer, he wants to enjoy. That is his. Just like a child imitates the mother for cooking. The other day in Genoa, the fire ceremony was going on. The mother was offering oblations, and the child also immediately took some. You have seen that?
Yes.
So, he is not fit for that business, but he imitates. That is childish. Sometimes goes to the kitchen, wants to make foodstuff preparation, and he is given some toys to play with it. So every living entity is part and parcel of God. So God is enjoyer, God is controller. So he wants to imitate God. That is called maya.
Comme l'enfant qui essaie d'imiter, par exemple, ses parents, sans vraiment pouvoir bien faire ce qui se passe, l'âme essaie d'imiter Dieu. Dieu est le seul qui puisse jouer. Mais on oublie que nous, on ne peut pas jouer, que Dieu est le seul qui puisse jouer, que Krishna est le seul qui puisse jouer. Et donc, on essaie de l'imiter, on essaie de faire comme lui. Mais c'est impossible, on est incapable de le faire.
Qu'est-ce que l'âme peut imiter?
So what should the soul do if she couldn't imitate God?
Yes, the soul, just like the same example, the child should be guided by the father and mother.
L'enfant, au lieu d'imiter aveuglément son père et sa mère, il doit se laisser guider par eux. Il doit suivre leurs instructions.
Similarly, we should be guided by God, Krishna. That is our normal life. And the guidance is given personally by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. If you follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and be guided by God, then you are happy, exactly like a child is happy when he is under the protection of the parents.
Why does soul forget his relation
with Krishna,
with the God?
Why does the soul?
He does not forget, but he. This is the same example. You call it forgetfulness or imitation. Just like the child was offering. He was not required to offer oblation, but he was imitating the mother. That is natural.
On peut dire oublier, ou on peut dire imiter. Ça arrive plus ou moins la même chose, juste comme l'enfant essayer d'imiter la mère en jetant les grains dans le feu.
According to Vedic instruction, we are all living entities. God is also a living entity. But He is chief. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. That He is the topmost living entity. Leader of all other living entities. Ekaju bahunam vidudatikama. The Supreme One is maintaining all other living entities. So we are maintained and He is maintainer. That is, sometimes it happens the father maintains the children, but the same child sometimes gives us the protection of the father. Why shall I live under the guidance of, I shall become independent. There are many instances in your Western countries. He is happy being under the protection of the parents, but he rebels. He goes away. So that he can do. But if the father is very big, very rich, and the son leaves home and goes away to live independently, he suffers so much inconvenience. And that is his choice.
So when one has fallen too low in the material life, how can he come back to his original condition?
By surrendering to God, Krishna.
Is it possible if we are, for example, a fly to...
Like
to become religious?
One is if one has fallen so far that he has taken the body of a fly, a mosquito, can he still return to Krishna?
Yes. As he degraded from the body of Brahma to fly, similarly he can also ascend from the body of a fly to the body of Brahma.
So far up to this point we've been speaking about a gradual evolution of consciousness through the species. So, what is the explanation, what is the reason for which there is a degradation of the human consciousness through the four ages?
If there is evolution, there must be degradation. Otherwise, what is the meaning of the evolution? Why it should be stagnant? If you go, ascend, and you can descend also.
La conscience n'est pas statique, jusqu'à maintenant, elle peut se descendre.